comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast Sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
LDL and HDL are not computer code words, right? Your total cholesterol number is the sum of a few types, mainly LDL, which is low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and HDL, or high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. Do you know your cholesterol numbers? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Problems happen when you have too much LDL. It's the one most likely to clog your arteries. HDL is thought of as the good cholesterol because it can help clear LDL from the body. Cholesterol, a waxy substance, is found throughout the body. It's not bad unless you have too much of it. We need a certain amount to build cells, make vitamins, and other hormones. Problems occur when you have too much LDL and too little HDL. Your liver makes all the cholesterol you need. The rest comes from fatty meat from animals like beef, pork, poultry, and dairy. Those same foods can also have high cholesterol in saturated and trans fats, which are the worst thing you can put in your body. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
DA's office charges adult and juvenile for Templeton feed and grain fire. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority posts FAQ section ahead of hearing for fees. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County District Attorney's Office has announced they have charged an adult male and a juvenile in connection with the fire that destroyed the Templeton Feed and Grain store last year. The fire broke out at approximately 11:30 p.m. on Independence Day, caused by fireworks. The Sheriff's Office has identified the adult who facilitated the procurement of illegal fireworks and explosives and the juvenile who used them. Due to California law, no identifying information about the juvenile will be released. The adult, 38-year-old Michael Joseph Steele, is being charged with six criminal conducts for assisting the juvenile in finding, purchasing, and transporting illegal fireworks. The juvenile, a 16-year-old male resident, is being charged by juvenile wardship petition for the burning of the feed and grain and use of destructive explosives. Joseph Steele posted a $200,000 bail before he was arrested, learning of the warrant for his arrest, and his arraignment date is scheduled for June 4th. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority posts frequently asked questions page ahead of hearing for fees. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. Ahead of the meeting next week that will discuss adopting groundwater sustainability fees, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority has published a frequently asked questions page on their website. The FAQ page says the proposed fees are not retroactive and that it is only for fiscal year 2026-27. The board has not yet proposed a plan for future years' charges. The webpage says rainfall is accounted for using rain gauges throughout the Paso Robles subbasin, and the results are then spatially averaged between gauges so that every block has a representative precipitation amount. Landowners must provide a completed appeal form and documentation to support their appeal claims by June 8th. Praga will be holding its hearing regarding the fee in its next meeting on Wednesday, May 27th, in Centennial Park's Norris Room. The meeting will begin at 4 p.m., and a portion of the meeting to consider the fee adoption will start at 5 p.m. The California Mid-State Fair is seeking volunteers for its Friends of the Fair program. Volunteers would make the Mid-State Fair possible, helping create memories, excitement, and community spirit for visitors. Friends of the Fair volunteers can earn a season pass if they complete at least 10 volunteer hours that include a two-hour shift during the fair and a workday or pre-fair shift. All sorts of hours are available from day to night, weekdays, and weekends. Volunteers under 16 must always be supervised by an adult. The 2026 California Mid-State Fair will run from July 15th through July 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s. KPRL News conducted an interview with the president of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board of Directors. The interview focused on recent changes to the HOA's assessment fees, upgrading its security system, and community feedback. At the end of the interview, the president, Mason Yaffe, shared his stance on a proposed California Senate bill, SB 1007, proposed by Senator Caroline Menjivar. Here's Mason on that.
This bill essentially limits our ability to increase assessments to the CPI, which is completely anti-capitalist and a dramatic overstep. It's an unfunded mandate that would make it very difficult for every association in the state to to manage their finances in a responsible way. Because as you know, insurances and employee expenses and things like that don't go up every year by the CPI. And so just to keep up with the cost of running our association, we sometimes have to raise dues by a greater amount than the CPI. So this is something that's disturbing to all of the associations in the state, and another kind of controversial topic that we want to weigh in on.
Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The commemoration in Paso Robles will be held at the District Cemetery. Atascadero celebration will be at the Faces of Freedom Memorial, and Templeton's will be at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. Each celebration will start with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, followed by words from their guest speakers. The events are all expected to conclude after about an hour. Atascadero's commemoration will feature a barbecue by the Kiwanis, and in Templeton, a barbecue benefit fundraiser will follow their celebration. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Angels 3-2, the Blue Jays shut out the Yankees 2-0. Tonight, the Giants will face the White Sox, the Athletics will go against the Padres, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Dodgers will go against the Brewers, and the Yankees will face the Rays. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order directing California to prepare workers, small businesses, and communities for the economic disruption that artificial intelligence will bring to the workplace. The order directs the state to explore policies that empower workers to help them share in the gains made from AI adoptions and respond to possible employment and workforce disruption. Authorities arrested more than 300 suspects and rescued 40 children during Operation Firewall, a massive multi-county child exploitation sting across Southern California. This months-long crackdown spanned more than five counties in the region. Suspects were charged with possession, production, and distribution of child sexual abuse material, lewd acts with a child, attempting to contact or meet a minor for lewd purposes, human trafficking, failure to register as a sex offender, and more. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley said, quote, "Get your kids off the internet. Nothing good comes from it. I don't care what platform it is. If there's an ability to communicate with an adult, they're being groomed." Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
"Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car."
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins has acknowledged the high fertilizer prices that U.S. farmers are paying and what the administration is focused on to help bring down those prices.
The Blue Point project in Louisiana. Within 45 days, we should see permitting wrapped up on this project to build a $3.7 billion ammonia plant, which, when opened, will become the world's largest ammonia plant.
Roland says they are also reinvigorating the fertilizer production expansion program in order to expedite projects that were recently stalled due to regulations.
I think that this is a really important long-term step, but we're taking these steps immediately to get to the goal of reshoring all fertilizer to our country.
And when it comes to fertilizer price transparency, Rollins says that they are floating an idea to add a USDA input economist to the team. This proposal is currently under congressional review. Rollins argues that today's fertilizer price problems predate the Trump administration, pointing to sharp cost spikes that began in 2020 during the Biden years. Rollins says prices for urea, potash, MAP, DAP, ammonia, and UAN rose swiftly and stayed roughly 55% higher during that period. And as we know, prices remain elevated. Furthermore, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin says Clean Air Act and Clean Water Act permits are also being fast-tracked, and he reiterated the plans to move forward with a rule ending tractor deratements tied to emissions restrictions.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
KPRL News continues at 7:22. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California production of almonds, peaches, and winter wheat is expected to drop, while production of durum wheat is projected to rise in 2026, according to a crop forecast released last week by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The department estimated the 2026 almond crop will decrease by about 1% to come in at 2.7 billion pounds. Total peach production is projected to fall nearly 10% this year to 4,800 tons, a dip from the 532,000 tons last year. On wheat production, California is expected to harvest the same number of acres of winter wheat as last year, about 110,000, but yield is projected to be lower this year. The state is expected to produce 7.15 million bushels of winter wheat in 2026, compared to 9.46 million bushels in 2025. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with lows in the mid 40s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny for the afternoon, highs in the mid 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, and sunny on Friday. Mid-70s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Low 70s on Thursday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open sharply higher. It's looking like another winning week. Crude oil prices have eased slightly, and investors are looking at upbeat earnings news. Estee Lauder shares are up nearly 14%. The beauty giant has ended merger talks with Spanish beauty group Puig. Analysts were skeptical that the two companies would have been helped by combining. Workday shares up 7% after its quarter was upbeat, proving that HR software is still needed in the era of artificial intelligence. BJ's Wholesale opened down 5%, even though the warehouse club chain reported an upbeat quarter. Shoppers were looking to save on gas and were ordering more online. And earnings were higher than a year ago at tech consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, Simply Safe Home Security, they do things differently. With Simply Safe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. Simply Safe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplysafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplysafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-577-5238-KPRL, which you can text as we're set and ready to go on this Friday edition, all here on The Right Choice.
Yeah.
baby, get ready, set, go. Gonna take you to the crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, your love's better than my
KPRL.
This is a cool part coming up right here.
I wish I had a fast boat and a Z-28. I guess that stuff will have to wait. Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this stuff to be your lasting thing. Right at the top, that's where you rank. Honey, your love's better than
the Morning Exchange.
Yes, indeed. Coming up this afternoon, she is flying solo, which she has done before, and that would be Darcia Stebbins on Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. And 3 weeks in a row, this is a record on KPRL that I remembered to announce the winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place, one of the qualifiers this week, and it is one Mr. Matt Drake. Mr. Drake, you got 30 days. 30 days after that. Well, Chris and I will enjoy the gift certificates. All right, and always call ahead. Always call ahead because, well, you just never know what's going on here at the 1,000-watt flame-throwing blowtorch. That's just the way life is. And let's see here. Nope, that's not it. That's from last hour. Had a lot of texts last hour. All right, folks, again, you know how it's supposed to work here on The Right Choice. So I'm going to go back to one of the text from last hour, and this has to do with the Templeton fire, the Templeton feeding grain. And it says, I took one look at the dirtbag's mugshot. Then it goes on, and at the end it says white trash, okay, which is a term that I often use when referring to Florida. a lot of experience down there. Anyway, there's a story out of St. Joe's High School. And Chris, since you're the most recent graduate of either college and high school here, I'm wondering what you think about this.
What do we got?
Okay, so the principal is on administrative leave after a vile recording. It has sparked a parent debate. And in like many cases, parents are divided. It was verbal comments made to students at the high school. And apparently what happened was that there was, let's see here, it circulated online, reprimanding students for not de-escalating an altercation between students. And in it, in the recording, Doherty, the principal, refers to some behavior as some of the most white trash public school behavior I've ever seen, and goes on to say, people don't pay $15,000 a year for that. And that, and the principal continues to go on in the recording, according to this. This is for the people who are not going to own businesses. That's for the little workers. That's for the people who are never going to own a home. They're going to rent a home. Now, there are some parents who have spoken out in support of the principal. And they just believe that this principal was only disciplining the students. Chris, once again, we've had this on another issue. Did the principal go too far with the wording?
At some point, I kind of lost what he was talking about there when it comes to when he's talking about people who won't, what, open a small business or own a home. Is he talking about the students?
Apparently so. That, again, that white trash public school behavior. So
okay.
So it sounds like they're tying it into this kind of behavior, and this is the kind of life you're going to have.
It sounds like he doesn't really appreciate the students at the school all that much. I'm kind of on side with the parents here. That doesn't sound like somebody who should be a principal of a school.
Mm. Okay. We'll somewhat disagree on this one because, and again, it's a combination of things for me regarding this. The times that we're in now, people at all ages are a little fragile when you say something, that we blow it up into whatever it may be. However, for any of you who had, again, this is just because it's my example, coaches who would get on you and in many cases not refer to you as your real name, or maybe even refer to some of your family members not so politely. In other words, you were getting your butt chewed out. Now, I'm just assuming that doesn't happen today. I really don't know. It's just an assumption. But I'm kind of okay with this. From the standpoint is, what, you didn't do anything? I thought more people would be upset about using the term white trash. But I guess it'd be safer if they had the principal used another color as trash. So I guess I could say I could care less. So kids got chewed out and called a couple of names, grow up and move on. That's from the dinosaur, Chris. So I think you may not understand it, but you probably figured, well, that's par for the course.
I just expect more from a principal, that's all.
Well, that may be, you have a good point there. However, I may assume that this just kind of builds, and after a while, don't know how long the principal's been there and how long things like this have been taking place, and maybe because of the rules and regulations or whatever, that they finally said, you know what, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this, and maybe lost it. Maybe. As a student, I probably would have been laughing with called the white trash.
You know, that's a fair point. I think, like, if I were in those kids' positions, I'd be like, whoa, the principal said that? That's kind of cool, actually. But I'm in a different position now. I'm an adult.
Okay, so, all right. So, what's interesting about this, the parents are the ones that are having the debate. I didn't see anything in this release on the kids.
They're often left out of the conversation, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, but okay, so but here's the other side of it, is that, and again, going back, you know, with a coach, never told my parents. And, you know, a lot of times, depending on it, made you better. Made you think, but also I know this, that when you went into the locker room, your buddies were getting on you a little bit. Say, hey, man, Kevin, your coach called you. And you'd kind of laugh it off, and I guess it was a way, at least in the, you know, in the athletic sense, that this was a way of your buddies kind of getting your back. Hey, did you hear that Coach Pete called Kevin, you know, whatever? Yeah, but you know what? The next day he's got his arm around my shoulder pads. And, you know, I'm not saying all coaches do it the right way, and it obviously depends on the personality of the person itself. So anyway, I'm fine with the principal. Hi, good morning.
Boy, I don't know, isn't this, I mean, yeah, the white people are, you know, they can be bad-mouthed. This is the principal saying you're all losers. Right.
Well, didn't use the word loser, just and didn't say.
I think that was the sentiment, though, when, you know, especially if he said something like, you know, these kids won't grow up to own homes or do anything productive. Not literally, yeah. But yeah.
Refers to some behavior as some of the most white trash public school behavior that he's ever seen.
Do we know what the behavior was?
Yeah, they wouldn't stop two kids from fighting. They didn't de-escalate an altercation between students.
You got to be kidding.
Well, what the kids did instead of stopping the altercation is they recorded it.
Yeah, that's normal.
Well, it's normal now.
If they tried to stop it and gotten hurt, then what?
You know, I can't do the what ifs. You know about this, and again, I can only go from experiences. When two guys were, you know, going to fight, what would we do? We'd stand around and we'd watch.
Yeah.
And then if things got out of hand, you know, then you would step in because some guy was really getting his butt kicked. Then you would step in, that type of thing. Now, obviously, we weren't recording it back then.
Because he couldn't.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't believe that anybody in a position like that would make that kind of statement. I mean, he definitely couldn't have made a statement like that about a minority group and even been still had a job today or an hour afterward, right?
I don't know who was in the crowd. I'm assuming St. Joe's, probably predominantly white students. That's just my guess.
This brings to mind an incident in my past when I had a guy down on the pavement right outside the classroom, and I can't believe, I'm not sure this is true, but it's been a memory forever, that I was bashing his head against the pavement,
mm-hmm.
and the principal was standing over us watching, and then he said, "Okay, Dennis, he's had enough now."
Well, maybe the
principal he was a bully. Well, he needed to be taken down.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe the principal thought, "Well, I can't do that, but Dennis can."
Yeah, I don't know why that a random thought come because of this. In other words, there was a principal that wasn't berating the other kids for not stopping me.
Okay, did you get in trouble for it?
No.
All right.
Not at all.
Now, the other question is, did the bully get the message?
You know what? I think so. I mean, we were kind of buddies, I think, after that. I mean, we went through another grade or so together. I don't remember any other incidents, but he definitely had a short trigger and would just like to throw punches.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it worked, it worked. And again, the principal probably should have bought you lunch.
No, I was happy just not to have gotten in any more trouble.
I think every school has had one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway,
All right.
Have a good day.
I got to bring this one up. It was the famous one with Bobby Britton. He was a bully back there in Kentucky. And I think Bobby was a sophomore. Brooch was a freshman. And Britton was just a jerk. Kids were afraid of him. He was just a you-know-what. And the legendary Bob Brucher. Britton's in the boys' room at the doing his thing. Brucher walks up behind him, taps him on the shoulder. Britton turns around, and Bobby just cold cocks him. End of problem. Brucher became a hero for a few days at the school. It's a beautiful story. Those were the days. By the way, no one got in, from what I recall or what I've been told, nobody got in trouble. And Britton, he settled his you-know-what down. So, anyway, maybe you have some thoughts on something along those lines. All right, again, it's time people quit getting their feelings hurt. The principal called it as it is. All right? Again, I think this would be a generational opinion and regarding this. So it'll be, you know, I'm not going to say really interesting, but it'll be kind of fun to find out what happens to the principal with the support and so forth, because this is a private school, so that $15,000 a year, if parents say, You get rid of them or we're pulling our kid. And I would say, fine. You want to pull your kid out of St. Joe's? Put him in Santa Maria High School. Go ahead. I dare you. I don't think that would happen. I really don't. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Homeowners Association. Kevin, have you ever belonged to a homeowners association? No, I haven't. And
based on what you've heard, you don't really intend to, right?
Well, I've known that for a long time. I had a friend, as a matter of fact, he used to work here, and he was in a homeowners association down there on, the south end of town. And he was wanting to put up a satellite dish. And when we're talking a satellite dish, the old, you know, Chris, kind of like the one we have out here.
Yeah.
That was standard. You put them on the roof or even not on the ground. I don't remember. But the rules said you couldn't do it. And I don't remember. And then there was also some rules at one homeowners association that they didn't want basketball hoops up. And I forget if they were the ones that you could put on the, you know, above your garage or the standalones. Because we had one when we lived here in town, and now out where I live, I've got the standalone that's in the driveway. And just for those two reasons right there, I wouldn't want to belong to a homeowners association. Plus, I already have a mortgage payment, and you know, with the insurance included, I don't want to pay extra fees. And that's entirely, you know, I mean, that's people's decisions that they have to make, but they should also understand this, that your fees are going to go up. And the strict, rules and regulations and so forth, again, that's up to the individual. Now, again, I know of another friend of mine who lived up north here, just, a mile. And he moved because he got tired of the homeowners association. Well, that's, you know what you're getting into. You know what you're getting into, so to, as they say, each his own.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The county DA's office have charged an adult male and a juvenile in connection with the fire that destroyed the Templeton Feed and Grain last year. 38-year-old Michael Joseph Steele is accused of assisting a juvenile in procuring and transporting illegal fireworks. The juvenile, whose information will not be shared, is accused of using the illegal fireworks and will be charged by a juvenile wardship petition. Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The celebrations will be held at the Paso Robles District Cemetery, Atascadero's Faces of Freedom Memorial, and the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street, Templeton. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm Therese Crowley. Some movement with Iran. Secretary Rubio with a Memorial Day weekend outlook for averting new U.S. military action.
We await word on those conversations that are ongoing. There's been some slight progress. I don't want to exaggerate it, but there's been a little bit of movement, and that's good. The fundamentals remain the same. Iran can never have a nuclear weapon.
Secretary Rubio in Sweden for a NATO summit adds Iran wants to toll the Strait of Hormuz and talk Oman into joining them, which President Trump says is a no-go. Remembering NASCAR legend Kyle Busch, who passed away suddenly with a severe illness, age 41. His final NASCAR on Fox interview on Winning Dover last week, he was asked, why do these moments never get old?
You never know when the last one is.
Kyle's former team, Hendrix Motorsports, says as much as he loved to drive, nothing brought him more joy than being a husband, a father, and watching his son race. America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900 or Heather
at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny, 84 your Friday. That's not too bad. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid-40s, and we'll have mid-70s on your Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then back to low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:54 a.m., 8:07 p.m., we are at 60 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. It is 9 minutes away from 8.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. The youth of Atascadero. City of Atascadero is proud to announce another season of Summer Youth Volleyball. Volleyball is open to boys and girls entering third through eighth grade. All practices and games will take place on Tuesday and or Thursday evenings at the Colony Park Community Center for the duration of the season. Now, here we go. Let's see here. The deadlines. Let me get to this. Practice will begin on the 16th of June. Games will begin on the 30th and run through July 30th. I thought I saw the deadline here. Oh, registration closes on June 1st. All right. Volunteer coaches and sponsors are needed for this league, so please help out so the kids can have fun all summer long. Also, a free community watch party featuring the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square as they return to the Hollywood Bowl, and this will take place on Friday, June 26th, that's on Ramona Road in Atascadero. Hot dogs and community activities. Concert broadcast begins at 6. This is a free, family-friendly community event open to all. Okay, I need to have something that can get the address and all this combined so people can find out how to do this. All right. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. They're back to normal. Go to BellaJewel.com for more information. They'll do everything for you. All right, let's see here. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are local celebrities. Leading off, we have Jeannie Myers, Art Bernson, Spencer Caldwell, Shannon Venturini, Suzanne Young, Sasha Irving, Melissa McKay, Julie Seiden Hansen. We have Lauren Cross also on Saturday, Julie Peruzzi, Maria Cowan, Scott Sherrill, Deanthra Chacon, Maud Haskell, Kevin Rankin, Philip Krumall, Cameron Thorndike, Aiden Rodick. Sunday's local celebrities include Debbie Davis, Eileen Moore, Heidi Franconi, Leslie Flynn, and Andrew and Linda Ray. So, happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, those, let's see, Sir Laurence Olivier, the actor, 1907-1989. Johnny Olson, the announcer. Yeah, radio and TV, 1910-1985. The TV critic, Judith Crist, 1922-2012. Oh, from Room 222, remember, Michael Constantine, 1927-2021. Peter Nero, the pianist, theme from A Summer to Summer of 42, 1934-2023. All right. Onward we go. Susan Strasberg, the actress, 1938-1999. Larry Ziegfried, Pretty Good Hoopsters, got a bunch of rings with the Celtics, 1939-2010. Mick Tinglehoff, Hall of Fame. No, I don't think he is. All-Pro, though. 1940 to 2021, he was a center for the Vikings. Tommy John, the pitcher and the surgery guy, 1943. Buddy Allen, the singer, 1948. Doug Gray from the Marshall Tucker Band, 1948. Bernie Taupin, Elton John's lyricist, 1950. Did a lot of good stuff. Morrissey, the singer or group from The Smith, 1958. Ann Cusack, the actress, 1961. From everybody's favorite, Crash Test Dummies, Dan Roberts, guitar player, 1967. Naomi Campbell, the whatever, 1970. Bum-ba-da-da-bum-bum, going on here. Maggie O, the actress, 1979. Julian Edelman, 1986. Good wide receiver, 1986. And Peyton Elizabeth Lee, the actress, 2004. Passing away on this day, Thurl Ravenscroft. I can't do it, but they're great. He was the voice of, yes, Tony the Tiger. He died in 2005. Also passing away on this day, Martha Washington, 1802. Okay. John Derrick, the actor, 1998. And Victor Hugo, the author. He died in 1885. My goodness. That's it? Okay. Well, I wasn't hoping more people died. The list is usually longer. All right, going to the top of the list today. Again, one of the exceptions. He did play for the Bums, but he played for a whole bunch of teams. As a matter of fact, he played 26 years. That's kind of a long time for a professional athlete. I don't care what the sport it is. And he was a kid growing up in Indiana. And for those that remember Tommy John, you know, he just kind of looked like, you know, a science teacher or something like that. University of Kentucky wanted him to come and play basketball for him. He was a really good athlete. Really good athlete. In high school, he went 28-2 as a pitcher. Not known for his fastball, but he had an outstanding curve. By the time he was 21, he was up in the big leagues, originally signed by the Cleveland Indians. And he ended up playing for the Indians, the White Sox, the Bums, the Yankees, the Angels, the A's, and back to the Yankees again, too. He was a four-time All-Star. But what's interesting about, obviously with the surgery, but he has the second most wins of any pitcher since 1900, not in the Hall of Fame. He has 288 victories. That's pretty good. But he also has 231 losses. There is something about longevity, but however, 231 losses is winning percentage isn't that great. He had a good ERA, though. He had, again, overall 3.34, and he had over 2,200 strikeouts. He was a four-time All-Star and just a very, very good competitor. But I think he maybe unfortunately, he's more known with his name associated with the surgery. And what happened was in 71, the pitching coach, Johnny Sade, tried to have John throw more sliders. And that kind of started to hurt his arm, and thus he had to sit out and had the surgery. It was a, I guess you would say the, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of a guinea pig surgery. But it turned out well for Tommy John because he came back and was very successful, and pitchers have it routinely now.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Ahead of the meeting next week that will discuss adopting groundwater sustainability fees, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority has published a frequently asked questions page on their website. The meeting will be held on May 27th in Centennial Park's Norris Room. It'll begin at 4 p.m. The California Mid-State Fair is seeking volunteers for its Friends of the Fair program. Volunteers would make the Mid-State Fair possible, helping create memories, excitement, and community spirit for visitors. Friends of the Fair volunteers can earn a season pass if they complete at least 10 volunteer hours. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Here's something interesting regarding the Tommy John surgery with Major League Baseball pitchers. And this goes back just a couple of years. That 35% of Major League pitchers who are active have had Tommy John surgery. All right, we've got one more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.